Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We were talking about your impressions of the Republican National Convention at 1-800-449-8686. How do you think it's going, and what are your impressions of it? And I've got a lady on the phone who I was talking to in Los Angeles. And how old are you, ma'am?
I'm 75 years old.
You are 75.
That is correct. And I am reluctant, Phil, you were talking about our impression of the Republican convention.
And yeah, how do you think so far it's going? You want to talk about President Ford?
Well, I do. I am reluctant to be part of a political party that I know is trying to woo me as a Democrat. And I am reluctant to be a part of that party as a Democrat that uses an elderly man to the point that he has a stroke on TV, not once but twice.
Now, you're talking about President Ford having a stroke last night. You think it's because he's being abused by the Republican Party?
Yeah, I do, Phil, because I am not familiar with President Ford other than the fact that I know he was a president. I know he was a good man. But to parade an elderly man around, to force him to do speeches, and make him go to the convention and wave and shake hands, and then they made him go on the Larry King show, and that horrible man.
You don't like Larry King?
I think he's horrible.
Why?
I think he is just horrible. I think his morals, he has low morals. He is married many times. But what he did to President Ford.
And you think Larry King had a hand in abusing President Ford? Do you think President Ford had a stroke because of all the running around he was doing in the Republican convention?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And they made him stay up late and get up early. He has to go to all of these appointments. He's got to be on the convention floor. He has to wave his hand. I'm a 75-year-old Democrat. Is that how the Republican Party would treat me? If I was a Republican, I'm someone to be used and thrown out in a garbage heap. You understand what I'm saying? Like I would be thrown out in a garbage heap like President Ford is thrown into a garbage can. He goes out onto the floor of the convention. He waves to people, and then he has a stroke, and he is thrown into a garbage can.
Well, I don't know that they're throwing him into a garbage can.
They worked that man till he had a stroke. And the Republicans are not that smart because they think they can have traditional Democrats in their party like myself. And look how they treat their old people. They almost killed that man. Now, I will tell you, Phil, you know that his wife is not well.
Well, Betty Ford has a history, or had, I should say, a history of some physical problems.
She got the cancer, and she was addicted to alcohol and sniffing hairspray.
That was Kitty Dukakis. That wasn't Betty Ford. Betty Ford had cancer and she had alcoholism. Kitty Dukakis was using a hairspray.
Well, the woman is not well. Former President Reagan is another Republican who was so beat up by being in the Republican Party that he is sitting up on a ranch someplace and he thinks he's 10 years old. He doesn't even know who he is. I really think that this is a tie-in with the illnesses of these elderly people. Now, I will tell you...
Well, what does that tell you then? See, I have to disagree with you. I don't think that President Ford has been abused by the Republican Party to the point of having a stroke. I just think the guy is old.
No, you know something, Phil? I'm 75. I have not had a stroke. I know people in the 80s who are not sick. The list of all... If you look at the elderly men, the Republican Party is killing. And I'm talking about killing. Regis Philbin on that Millionaire Man show is dying. He is dying as a result of his membership in the Republican Party. Charlton Heston is dying. Bob Hope is ready to go west. And because these are wealthy people, you have to understand that they do not eat good foods. They eat food that is high in fats and creams. And I'll tell you something else about Republicans. Because they are rich, they can afford butlers who wipe their rear ends and blow their noses for them so they don't get no exercise.
And you think that's why Republicans have strokes? Because they're eating foods high in fats and creams, and they hire butlers to wipe their rear ends?
I think a lot of them do, yeah.
That might be an overly simplistic way of looking at Republicans.
Well, they are rich people, Mr. Hendry, and I've been around wealthy people my whole life. I have worked in their homes, and I've seen these Republicans. They have people who they hire to untie their shoes, take their shorts down, put them in a pajamas, and put them to bed. I work for a man who never put on his clothes or took his clothes off.
You're kidding.
I swear to God, he had a man.
He had a guy undressing him.
Yeah, that's right. Undress him and put his clothes on. and he was Republican.
And all right, hold on. What is your name, Mavis? It's Mavis what?
My name is Mavis Leonard. I am a teacher at the Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower.
And so you're a retired teacher?
Yes, I am.
And your complaint is that the Republican Party has treated Gerald Ford so bad that
I'm just saying that they treat their old people. They parade them around like trained monkeys. So they had that Gerald Ford looking like a monkey on a 100 yards of grapevine. They had Gerald Ford doing more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine. You understand? So he is out and about and doing that.
A monkey on 100 yards of what?
Grapevine.
Grapevine. That's what Gerald Ford was doing.
That is correct. And I think it is wrong, and I think it is such a tragedy to treat that old man that way.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. If you heard, former President Gerald Ford had a couple of strokes. He thought he had a sinus infection. It must have been the mildest stroke in history. When you go in, when you think your nose is stuffed up, and it turns out your brain's clotted. So that can't be much of a bad stroke. And in point of fact, he did walk into the hospital.
But you know something, Phil? It's still a very serious problem.
No, I'm not minimizing it. It is a very serious problem.
And I think that if you let a political party run you ragged like that...
So you are convinced that he had a stroke because the Republican Party mistreated him?
Well, they parade him around. They say, now you go on out there and you stand in front of everybody and give everybody a big smile. Now wave. Now sit down. Now stand up. Go over here. Go over there. Go down there. Talk to him. That man should be enjoying the twilight of his years, not like a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine.
I got the monkey on 100 yards of grapevine.
But you understand what I'm saying? He's doing more.
Yeah, he's doing more tricks. And the fact is that he's an 87-year-old man. So I don't know. I'm more interested in your comment that Republicans get strokes because they eat diets that are higher in fats and creams. But there are a lot of working-class Republicans, okay?
I don't doubt there are a lot of working-class Republicans. But on the average, more Republicans eat more butter fat than Democrats. You understand?
There's no statistics to back that up.
No, Phil, believe me, I have worked in their homes.
And more Republicans eat?
They eat more butter fat. Their arteries clog up sooner. And I will say this, and I'm a lady, and I don't want to be offensive, but the spread they get is it's a wider spread.
Republicans got a bigger rear ends.
That's right. So you have to take all that into consideration when you talk about Republican and Democrat. And as an elderly Democrat, I don't want them. They're not going to get my vote. Treat me like garbage, like I'm a monkey on a 100-yard grapevine.
You know, I take it you're an African-American lady?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to just a word of advice. When you use the phrase monkey on 100 yards of grapevine, you know,
I don't care about racists. They don't bother me at all.
Yeah, it's not a very pleasant image, okay? I know you're talking about President Ford, but you saying it...
No, I don't bother. Racists don't bother me at all. I have lived my life the way I want to live. I do what I want, when I want, and how I want. And I think they have mistreated that man.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Houston on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Houston, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I cannot agree 100% or at all at this lady's assessment of the Republican Party. The reason that Gerald Ford had a stroke can be accounted to any number of things, but the main thing is medical history, hereditary history, everything contributes or anything contributes to a stroke.
But you know a man can have a stroke when he is stressed out and they are running him ragged.
Ma'am, I have a grandmother who's 75, and she's had two strokes. She'll be a Democrat till the day she dies.
You know, I'm 75 years old. I have never had a stroke. I'm 75. I'm a Democrat. I've never had a stroke.
And so you think because you're a Democrat that has lengthened your life?
I think that Democrats eat less butter fat.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Democrats eat a diet that is less in pork fats and things like that.
Okay, let's put the Democrat and Republican titles aside, ma'am. Would you say that the way that you've lived your life and taken care of yourself has attributed to your long life on this earth?
Well, I think that the Democratic Party has never asked me to run around like a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine.
No,
the way they're doing that.
But please don't say that, okay? You're saying that are you there, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. You're saying that President Gerald Ford is being manipulated and run around Philadelphia.
Yes, I do. I really do. I think that man was terribly abused. Terribly abused.
And I cannot agree. That has nothing to do with his medical history, nor did that put the clot or the plaque in his bloodstream that caused that small stroke.
Did you see him on TV last night?
Yes, ma'am, I
all right.
did. And
all
he
right.
reflected his. He reflected a man that is 75 years old.
Well, he's 87. He's 87.
I'm sorry, sir. 87
yeah.
years old, and that he has endured extreme hardships
no. then
and
you
has
not
weathered
see,
the storm.
Sir,
and
you
now
did not
this
see.
Is it.
You did not see the Secret Service agent when they said, "Could you please get up, President Ford?" And a Secret Service agent grabbed the back of his jacket and pulled him up.
I didn't see that.
Phil,
I
no,
swear
I
to,
didn't either.
I swear to God, I saw that. I was shocked.
You're telling me that a Secret Service agent pulled President Ford to his feet?
Yes, and he was tired, and he looked so run down, and I wanted to cry for him. I could not believe it.
And
maybe.
So you don't,
wait a minute.
You don't think a civil service man realized that he was 87 years old and that he may have needed some assistance getting to his feet?
You know something? You can help a man by lifting his arm or by holding the elbow. You don't grab the middle of his jacket and yank him up.
Oh, so, okay.
They
well,
the,
I
the
didn't
middle,
see that.
That's right. The middle of his jacket and the back of his hair.
Oh, okay.
The back of his hair?
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. And I'm glad I was able to talk to you. You didn't see that, right?
No, sir. No, ma'am. I did not
That's
see
right.
that. And all I could say is seeing's believing.
That's
and
right.
And I'm not the only one that saw that on TV, and I never
you,
saw
you
that.
You would never, you would not believe it. In 100 years, they took the back of his jacket and the back of his hair and pulled him to his feet.
Until I see that, yes, ma'am. I'll have to stand with that.
You don't believe that?
Not until I see it, yes, ma'am.
Well, then you call me a liar.
No, ma'am.
Nobody's calling.
No,
no, nobody's calling you a liar. You're saying something that's hard for us to believe, that a Secret Service man who is sworn to protect the life of this man would pull him up by his hair.
Well, so am I a liar or am I not?
We want to see it to believe.
You call me a liar. That's all you're doing.
I'm not calling you a liar. We'd like to see the tape. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't like being called a liar, Mr. Henry, and I know I'm 75, but I will tell you right now, I can give you what for. And
I am not calling you a liar. I find it difficult to believe that the president, former president of the United States, was pulled to his feet by the back of his hair in the middle of his jacket by a Secret Service agent. 1-800-449-8686. This lady called before the news, right, Mike? Before the break. And she believes that Gerald Ford was had a stroke because the Republican Party's been running him ragged in Philadelphia. That they gave him a stroke. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Love my grandchildren very much.
I understand that, dear. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show.
We also have nine grandchildren, but I have six children.
I know that. We're back on the air now, okay? This is the Phil Henry Show. We have Mavis Leonard from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower. She believes, she was watching the convention, she believes that not only was President Ford given a stroke by all of the duties that he had to perform for the Republican Party at the convention, she thinks she saw the Secret Service pull him up by his hair and jacket. And you're also saying that Democrats are healthier than Republicans because Republicans have butlers who wipe their noses and their rear ends for them and they don't get any exercise. Which, you realize...
Well, Phil, because you have to understand something. Republicans have a very restrictive religious view on sex. And as a result of that, they do not have as much of a natural sex life as other people. So they get all backed up. And they have... they could all use a hard day's work, have some sex, maybe have a salad, but they don't do that. They eat butterfat. They don't get laid. They are not working.
Man, I can't believe you're a 75-year-old grandmother.
That's right. I say what I want when I want. Nobody ever tell me what to say. And
okay, so Republicans are not having enough sex. They eat too much butterfat, and they don't work.
Not as much as that Democrat. And
all of that leads to the conclusion that President Ford was given a stroke by the Republicans. Let me go to some calls here. Some people want to talk as well. Boston on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm
hi.
I'm stunned. I am stunned.
Well, you can be stunned, but I tell you, I'm 75 years old. I have seen it all. I have lived a long life.
I understand, but you're basing your opinion on what you have seen. I really feel
sorry. Are you a Republican?
I am, ma'am, and I'm very proud of it.
You have to say you've not had as much sex as most people have had.
I don't think I need to discuss that with you.
Well, I don't want to discuss that with you because we're both ladies, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I don't know a thing of what you're talking about except that you have been blindsided. You've been blindsided in some of your opinions.
Are you backed up? Are you backed up or not?
I can't.
Don't ask her that question, okay?
I cannot believe.
So I am a lady. I am talking to another lady, and I think I can ask her this question. I'm 75 years old. I don't care what people think anymore.
I know that, but you have to have a little bit of respect.
Are you backed up?
No, ma'am.
Mr. Henry, are you?
I'm not going to answer that question.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Both of you Republican. Both of you can't talk about, you know,
I think the fact that you are blaming Gerald Ford's medical condition on being a Republican is absolutely heinous.
Well,
I'm just almost speechless. I'm so stunned.
Gerald, well, I have given you reason. You tell me why I'm wrong. But President Ford, because he's a Republican, has a butler wiping his rear end.
I'm a Republican, and I don't have a butler. Many Republicans do not have butlers. They work just as hard as everybody else, even harder because they realize that it is the individual who can work hard and make something of himself. If you don't have anybody telling you what to do, you are mistaken because you are falling victim to the Democrats who are people who are putting out misconceptions.
No, that's not right. I tell Republican, I saw President Ford. They were making him run around.
They were not making him run around, ma'am.
87-year-old man made him run all over that arena like he's Julius Irving.
I want everybody out there who is listening to this.
You don't understand. Look, the Republican Party had.
All I saw was President Ford rising to his feet and acknowledging the crowd.
They had him on that horrible Larry King. That horrible, horrible man. And then
King is not a Republican.
They ran him like a monkey.
King is not a Republican,
He still is a disgusting man. I don't care what he is. Underage women.
You better take that back, okay? You better dump what she just said. Larry King doesn't have sex with underage women.
Well, you call a woman he married.
She's not underage.
Well, how old is he?
65 or something.
You know what? I'm going to hang up now, and I'm going to go back and watch.
Yeah, you go off and have yourself a donut and get some more fat in your blood.
No, ma'am. I eat health food.
Oh, sure you do.
I eat health food.
You are a Republican, and you're telling me you eat health food.
Yes, ma'am, and many people.
Man, I've heard it all now.
Well, you know
Lord
what?
Have mercy.
Your view
I've heard
is
it
so
now.
Narrow. Your view is so narrow.
You are a Republican. You're going to go and sit down and have buttercream.
No,
and a creamed out eclair.
No, you are so...
Just like President Ford. How do you think he got a stroke? He got a stroke because he's sucking the cream right off the top of a bottle.
You know what? I cannot believe that I'm spending my time like this. I'm going to go watch the Republicans
you go watch
George
Republicans
Bush.
Elect George Bush. Nominate George Bush, dear. Hello? Yeah, there she go. You go watch George Bush pump more dairy fat into his diet.
Well, she hung up.
You go watch him die off one by one.
Unbelievable.
Well, Phil, I
just think your attitudes, and they're very interesting.
I raise 9 children. I have 6 grandchildren. And
I understand that you're a good mother. I'm not saying that you aren't, okay? But to assume that President Ford was given a stroke because his diet is rich in butter fat, because...
It is, and that...
Yeah, but you're saying that's because he's a Republican, I think is very irresponsible. And by the way, asking that woman if she was sexually backed up... What?
She is a Republican. She knows exactly what I'm talking about. And you're a Republican.
First of all, I'm not a Republican, okay?
Then you're a Democrat.
That's right.
Are you backed up?
Why would you ask me that if I'm a Democrat? And no, I don't think I'm backed up, even though my wife had surgery on her leg and, well...
Yeah, so you getting backed up, ain't you? I can tell.
All right, hold on. Why, is it the way I'm talking? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show.
Right. You're a very interesting lady.
I love to listen to talk radio all the time, and I love to listen to all the talk shows.
All right, dear, we're back on the air. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This lady's name is Mavis. She's 75. She believes the Republican Party essentially gave Gerald Ford his strokes. Let me just point something out to you, Mavis, before we take another phone call.
Yes.
There are three surviving Republican presidents, only two surviving Democratic presidents.
Well, you're talking about...
I'm talking about President Ford, I'm talking about President Bush, and I'm talking about President Reagan.
Well, you can't count Reagan.
Why can't I count Reagan?
I'll give you three guesses, the first two don't count.
And why, because he's got Alzheimer's?
You can't count him. That's wrong. That's wrong. He might be alive, but he thinks he's on erratic fantasy land. He's not even with us.
And I'm telling you right now, they got three surviving... Wait a minute, I just lost my cord. They got three surviving Republican presidents and only two surviving...
They do not have three surviving Republican presidents. They got two surviving Republican presidents and one who's out to lunch. Now, you cannot count...
One that's out to lunch. He's alive, I count him, I'm sorry. Homestead on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
I mean, speechless to think that this woman is sitting here spewing this ridiculous, I mean, propaganda.
I have lived a long time.
Yeah, well, right, you know, maybe your time should have been up a while ago.
Well, you know,
I mean, that may sound a little terse, and I apologize, Mr. Henry, but what, I mean, I can't even get in order to counter... To say you all the things you're saying are so full of it.
No, they're not full
yes,
of it. Republicans
yes,
drink hard liquor.
Okay.
Democrats drink wine.
Can I speak here? Because you've been having a lot of
Republicans drink hard liquor and Democrats drink wine.
Here,
and you call Ronald Reagan alive? I don't think he's alive at all.
Yeah, well, Ronald Reagan is alive, and Ronald Reagan is one of the best presidents this country's ever had.
Well,
I don't
think
there's any president that's made an American more proud to be an American.
And you're going to have a stroke, too.
While listening to him speak.
And I bet you lick the cream right off the top of a butterfat bottle of milk, too, don't you, on the buttermilk side.
Since Kennedy, a majority, you've lived a long life. Tell me what you know about politics. Since Kennedy, the black American people, more likely to be Republican or Democrat?
They're most likely to be Democrat.
The Democrat. Now, what is the number one victim of heart attack or heart-related disease in
white
the United
men,
States?
White executives?
No, black males.
No, you're wrong. White
black
men.
Men.
White men. White men.
No,
wait
black
a minute.
Men.
White
that
men.
Is a sign. That
no,
is a
you're not going to tell me. I'm older than you. I know.
And you're sitting here
you're
saying that every Republican
I used to be
is rich.
White
and they have
man.
Wiping their butt.
That's right.
First of
and
all,
you
not, Republican? Every American, not every, all Republicans are rich.
How many
Republicans
times
just have the philosophy
and you got
that
a
your hard
whack
work
your ass
should benefit
too.
You, that you should benefit from your hard work.
Let me ask you a
question.
You should
not go out and bust a sweat
and
to support people like you.
You wipe your own ass?
I wipe my own ass.
Well, I'll tell you right now, that's a shock. If you're Republican,
that's
a shock. That's
a shock.
If you're Republican, that's a shock.
No, that's not
shock.
All Republicans where you're from wipe their ass?
No, but I'll tell you.
Somebody else wipe their butt?
Because they're all rich people that got butlers blowing their nose. And
no,
they don't get no exercise.
No, that's not
either.
True. You see, you're talking out of it.
You know what,
ass.
Mavis, I got to tell you something.
I'm wiping my ass.
Black...
You're talking out of it.
No, you know something.
No, black men do. I'm wiping my ass. You're talking out of it.
I don't mean
but you know something.
The filthy language
coming out of this man's mouth is indicative of a way a Republican talks. That had no respect for
no,
the elderly.
I'm speaking emotionally.
How
you're just,
can you deny
kind of
what I'm saying?
You're on.
That if he has this kind of respect for me at 75, don't you know they tried to kill Gerald Ford at
okay,
87.
And where, okay,
you trying to
what,
kill Gerald Ford?
Where did you see this
you
footage of a Secret
his,
Service agent picking Mr. Ford up by his hair?
He was drinking butterfat. This? He was drinking butterfat and getting pulled
what
up by
channel,
his hair.
What channel did you
on,
see
on,
this on?
It was on the news, on a CNN.
On CNN.
You saw it on CNN.
CNN.
That's
because
right.
I've been watching CNN for 3 hours today when I was at happy hour. Okay.
Well, what do you mean the Secret Service was giving him butterfat?
They had a glass of a whole cream or something like that. They were making him drink.
Maybe it was a glass.
That realizes this woman is closer to Ronald Reagan than she wants to realize.
You know something? Like I said, will you treat me the way that you treat me now? I would expect you to treat Gerald Ford the same way.
Well, you get
run
treated the
around,
way you deserve to be treated.
Running
and right
him
now,
around.
You are talking such ludicrous crap.
And I might as well ask you a question.
My mind
are you
that
backed
you're
up?
Sitting there talking on the radio.
Are you backed up?
Oh,
am
come
I backed
on.
Up?
Come
well, ask
on.
My
will
Democrat
you?
Wife
that's...
if I'm backed up.
Ask your Democrat wife you backed up. I'll tell you what,
yeah.
If I was your Democrat wife, you would be backed up.
So what are you trying to say? That Democrat women don't put out?
Not for a Republican man like you, sucking all the buttercream right off that milk can.
Lady, all right. You better put down the bottle and
put down the bottle. You
know, I think the
only people that drink the hard liquor are the Republicans, and the Democrats drink white wine. Now, you tell me.
I don't even know what that means.
What that means is the Republicans have got rotted out kidney and liver, and the Democrats drink a light white wine.
And
the Democrats drink a what?
To back this up, or you're still talking out of the ass the white man's wiping?
That the white man is wiping?
Yeah. Because all black people are Democrats since Kennedy.
You know what?
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come down to Homestead, Florida, where you are.
Yeah, come on,
and I'll
there,
push
mama.
Your teeth right down your front throat. You're going to wish you were, your mama going to wish she had never had you. You know that? You're going to look mighty funny going down the street with my boot sticking up your ass. That's for sure.
What does the Southern black man's diet
How dare you say I let my ass be wiped by a cracker like your kind?
And you're telling this is some kind of healthy Democrat diet?
That's all you Southern white people eat, too, because you learned it from black folks.
All right, okay. This is getting very racist.
I'm getting high blood pressure.
All right. Lancaster, PA on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, I'd
yes.
like to make a comment, but I would like to make it without being interrupted, please.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm just an old lady trying to make a point in life.
And you know what, honey, so am I.
And
I'm
I ain't
71.
Trying to hurt nobody. I don't want to hurt nobody.
You're interrupting me again. I'd like to have my chance
on the radio.
All I say,
I go down to Homestead, Florida. I'll kick that cracker's ass
Excuse
around
me,
the block
I...
for drill. Yes, dear.
I'm 71 years old.
Well,
so
I'm
I guess
75.
I've lived almost as long as you have.
That's right.
And I've worked 45 years.
I worked
white
as a school
wine,
teacher.
And I'm a Republican.
You drink a light white wine.
What that has to do with it, I don't know.
Well, I'm saying, do you throw back Boilermakers?
I drink white wine. I don't drink whiskey.
You ever dropped a shot glass in a beer glass?
No, I don't drink that.
Okay, well, that's what most Republicans do.
You know what? If you are an example of a Democrat, we are in big trouble if they elect Gore.
Well, I hope they elect Gore because I don't want some buttercream sucking, having his butt wiped by a black butler, a white man like Bush, in the White House of the America.
Really? And
that's
I don't
right.
want a womanizing man like Clinton or any of his cronies back in again.
Well, guess what? Clinton can't run again. That's the Constitution. So you need to look it up.
Well, I know that. I don't want any of his cronies in there either. And you're talking about social habits. What about the fact that the Democrats have spent almost all our money that's been there, and they base their money that they think they have too much of based on the Social Security money that's in the coffers? Our military is down to absolutely nothing. God help us.
You know, that's
if
why nobody votes for a Republican, because nobody knows what the hell you people are talking about. I just listened to you, and I don't know what you just said.
Really?
All
well,
the money
maybe
down
that's
on a Democrat
because
went
most
up
Republicans
and
are educated.
Most Republicans are not educated. I have an uncle who was a Republican his whole life. He never got out of third grade. But by God, that man loved Eisenhower. He a white man. I said, he's a bald white man. And that's all he said. I love Eisenhower. I just love him.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I said,
do you want to tell me now what the Democrats
for him one time
actually have done while they have been in office?
What they did?
Yeah.
Well, you take a look. We got the greatest economy.
And what
the
economy? Wait a minute.
All because of the Democrats.
No.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Democrats
have
the greatest
based...
economy, and the Republicans is trying to get in on our back.
The Republicans made the economy,
like
honey.
No,
you
like,
are living
no,
off
sorry,
the Reagan
the
economy.
The Republicans didn't do squat. The
no.
Thank you, Bill Clinton.
You're wrong.
All right, Bill Clinton, yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
You talk, and
yeah.
people should be listening.
See, you must be all sad because the Republicans didn't do nothing. And I'll tell you something else. Because you Republican, you backed up.
No, all right.
Honey. I'm not backed up, and I have a great sex life, and I'm not heavy, and I don't eat fat like you think I do.
You don't eat pork fat?
And you are living off Reagan economics.
Let me ask you a question. Do you suck your fingers after you eat popcorn?
Sometimes.
There you go.
And
God,
I bet you
damn.
Do, too.
Ooh, that's funky.
I guess it is. But if you're
right,
an example,
you do a dollop on a second. I bet you do a dollop
trouble.
On a second helping of ice cream, don't you?
All right. Thanks very much for your call. The Phil Henry Show. Thank you, dear. That's all the time that we have.
Was that good enough?
Yeah, that was fine.
Well, I thought that I was just trying to...
Yeah, that's just great.
I could take one more call.
No, we don't need it. What a bunch of hooey. Anyway, Ford, I think, is okay, isn't he? Or are they pulling him out of the hospital right now by his hair? Man, as far as we know. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Yeah, I'm a Democrat, and I don't, you know, this is not a political talk show. This is the number one rated show in, just to give you an example, in afternoon drive in L.A. But we don't do a lot of that political stuff. And frankly, the guy who does do the political show in the afternoon here in Los Angeles does pretty well. Does very well, as a matter of fact. Do you know that what separates the talk shows in this town is like a tenth of a point here, a tenth of a point there? It is just, it's ludicrous and laughable to talk about being number one. But I do it just to piss certain people off. It's just, it's so easy to do. You know, how do you pass up an opportunity like that? You don't. You just do it and let him just bounce off the walls and get angry. Just doing what daddy wants him to do, man. I mean, it's like, you talk about a pincushion. Just stewing it there, Junior. Anyway, as a Democrat, I think the reason why I became a Democrat is really because my parents were Republicans. My mom and dad were both my old man was a Goldwater Republican, and that's the same as saying today. What's that the same as saying today? Well, I don't want to say it's the same as saying you're a Buchanan Republican because, well, first of all, Buchanan ain't in the party anymore. And Goldwater was like a decent guy. He was a real conservative guy, but he was a decent guy. And Buchanan is such an obvious slob. You know, a guy, in other words, who proudly displays his slob credentials. In other words, the only way he can get noticed is just to be this odious thing. And he's decided, okay, that's better than not being noticed at all. So he's just this odious pug-nosed Mick who sort of sports this badass demeanor when in point of fact, you know, you could go up and slap the smile right off of his face if you wanted to, but if you could get that close, if the Secret Service would let you get that close, which they wouldn't. So it's all, as you know, it's all hype and it's all image, and what Buchanan was able to sculpt out all of that was this kind of, you know, tough working class Irish conservative, whatever baloney he wanted people, you know, to shovel up that he wanted people to believe. But point of fact, he's just this vile and disgusting little man with this agenda having to do with returning America to some historical place that was never healthy for it in the first place and was never real in the second place. You know, Buchanan, for all of his education, has no clue. About the history of this country. None. I don't care. As a matter of fact, he's got a college degree and I don't. I'd be happy to sit down and debate that creep any day on how it is this country came to the place that it's at today and what the historical realities were. But the guy's ducking me, so. Look at, he's afraid of Carell and Andrew. What do you think he's going to, he's not going to go near me. So anyway, my dad was a Goldwater Republican. And Goldwater was considered, like, insane. In 1964, when I was a kid, he was considered to be a maniac that was going to drive America to the brink of nuclear annihilation. That was the fear. That was the world we lived in. That was our country. When you're diving under a desk twice a week, it's time for our duck and cover drill, kids. Bah, bah, bah. That's exactly what that thing sounded like. And you're diving under the thing, and like putting my arms over my head and covering my ears would somehow protect me from a thermonuclear blast of radioactive heat. Well, maybe it would. I don't know. But you know what? Let's go try it out at Alamogordo. I think they got the wind tunnel open out there this weekend. Anyway, it's fine. They did the best they could. I'm not sitting here knocking my parents' generation. They did the best they could. Hey, man, we were a garrison society, okay? Afraid of war. We'd already been in two of them. It's not like it's an unrealistic expectation. We'd already been in two, plus a police action in Korea, plus a larger police action in Vietnam. Every reason to believe we'd be in a war. Nothing wrong with people having us duck and cover. It might, you know, I might have been a cinder when the whole thing was over with. Just a cinder with a pair of pants on. Just a pile of ash with some cheap Buster Browns at the end of it, but it was not a bad thought. Duck and freaking cover and shut up.
It's really wrong, you know, our parents are so into the war concept.
Yeah, well. So that was the trip. Well, naturally, I grew up, you know, rebelling against all of that, and I became a Democrat. You know, Eugene McCarthy, Robert Kennedy, all of that crap, that was my thing, and that's what we were in high school. And, you know, and then along came McGovern, and I was a little bit ashamed of being a Democrat, but I went ahead and I voted for him. What was it that Nixon called him? A pansy poet socialist? That was George McGovern, who is a man, and he was a World War II veteran, but he had this thing, was it a hair lip? I don't know what he had. McGovern talked, the lip would, you couldn't have asked for a worse candidate if you had gone out and shopped for one in West Hollywood, just gone into the swishiest joint and said, listen, is Bruce available? And yes, come on, I want to run you for president against Richard Nixon. Bring the feathered boa. That's perfect. I need that. I want that. Go out. Put on some pink shorts, get into some roller skates. And yeah, man, we got a big chance of beating Nixon in 72 with a guy with a hair lip. Get out there and talk to the people. Hi. Yo, okay, that's a, that'll inspire, oh man, what were they thinking with that cat? And then I thought they really hit the skids with Jimmy Carter, but guess what? He won. And that was a particular year, even as a Democrat, I liked Ford. I didn't find a problem with Ford. I knew exactly what he meant when he said, I don't think the Polish people consider themselves under the domination of the Soviet Union. I know what he meant by that comment. What he was saying was, you could not defeat the spirit and the heart of the Polish people, that while politically they were under the control of the Soviet Union, in their hearts and in their minds, they still, there was beating a free heart. I knew what he was trying to say. He didn't say it very well, and all these jackballs climbed all over it, and the cat, you know, he lost. He lost by a, you know, a hair to Jimmy, and that nice guy built some nice houses. You know, he goes around the world and tries to. But as a president, come on. 20% inflation. And this was back in a time I didn't know what any of that meant. And then along came Reagan. And you can't deny that things were interesting. Economy got better. Contragate, all that bull crap. Sure, the cat was doing, he was pulling the same crap that whatever you want to accuse Bill Clinton of, Reagan had his fingers in the same pot. And don't give me this stuff about Monica. Little Ronnie Reagan and that guy Oliver North. Can you believe a law-breaking swine like that and everybody elevates him? He's a great hero. Oliver North is a hero. Oliver North has a talk show now. He's a hero. This guy was a he broke the laws of the United States, and he's a hero. But with Republicans, that's cool, man, just so long as you aren't getting some on the side. In other words, if you're not having sex but violating federal law with regard to arms trade, that's great. We'll give you a talk show. But if you go out and have some sex, we don't care how good the things are. You got to be impeached. You lied about it. If they applied the same standard to Oliver North that they applied with regard to those arms trading and the Iran-Contra situation, if they applied the same standard to North that they applied to Clinton, North would be doing time in Leavenworth right now. The cat would be busting rocks as we speak. I don't know why people are turned off the politics in this country. It's just the same package of lies coming from, and it's the same baloney. And one other thing, does CNN pay a rights fee to broadcast these conventions? Or is this supposed to be a commercial for the Republicans? In other words, what would be interesting is if in the middle of the Republican convention, they put Jimmy Carter in there. Or would he be able to get by the front door? That would be, if you had any guts there, Bernie, I guess you're just a slave to the white man. All right, 1-800-4- I'm kidding. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.